He wanted to know everything he said. I said, well, tell me everything you said. But I'd say, yeah, what all did he say? Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I surely would.
Well, this. They
isn't
say
that awful? It's just,
no, it's not awful.
You know better and you just do it anyway.
Say if, this expression, if no one else will look after them, you say they've got to look after
themselves.
Or if no one else will do it for him, he's got to do it
himself.
Okay. Tell me about some different kinds of bread that you know about.
Different kinds of bread. I don't say white bread if that's what you're looking for. We just say bread is just plain bread. It's white bread to us. Some people do say white bread. Whole wheat bread, rye bread, French bread, sourdough, cornbread, spoon bread.
Spoon bread. Could you describe it?
Oh, I wish I could. Most delightful dish ever invented by human beings. Well, it's like cornbread, except that it's baked with, it's much, much softer, and you have to, it's baked in a, usually in a, some sort of a casserole pan, and it has to be spooned out. Usually made, I think it's made with egg whites. I've only tried to bake it once, and I had a total disaster. But people that are good at baking it, it's most wonderful. It's very, very, very light, very delicate cornbread is what it is.
That's interesting. That's the, this is one of the rare times that I've ever gotten any response to that item. When I try to investigate it, people never heard of it.
Never heard of spoon bread?
Or if I try to describe it, you know, it's something made out of cornmeal and soft, and you can spoon it out like almost mashed potatoes. They say, oh, well, that's mush.
Mush.
Something like that.
Oh, mercy. Mercy on us. No, spoon bread. It's just a real delicacy. I'm just not very good at making it. I wish I were. I had a mammy, I guess you'd call it, a black mammy when I was growing up. And she could make spoon bread. Oh, you know, it was just, you know, with butter just melting on it and light as air. Oh, just marvelous. And it's just lost. You know, I just cannot, I've got recipe for it. But it separates, the cornmeal separates. I don't know what I do wrong, but I do something wrong. And nobody else I know makes it.
Yeah.
Although, well, occasionally for a luncheon or something, someone will make hot spoon bread to go with usually a light lunch for a ladies' luncheon or something.
Well, talking about,
well, you all have that in Alabama, don't you? Spoon bread?
I've never seen it made.
You've never seen? Oh, dear, you must have some sometimes. You really must.
It's crackling bread, I'm familiar with. I've had that plenty of times.
Spoon bread is just a beautiful delicacy. It really is just something.
Well, I wish I could.
One of these days, maybe you'll have it someplace.
I've never seen a recipe for it either.
Strangely enough, the last time I had some good spoon bread, it was made by a woman from Florida.
Really?
Who was living here temporarily. Her husband was an engineer. But it's good.
Hmm. Well, talking about bread, some people will say that just generally there are two types of bread. One's the type that you make at home, call it homemade bread.
Oh,
and the other's the type that...
Store-bought.
All of ours
is store-bought, I'm afraid.
You mentioned cornbread. Have you ever heard of any type of cornbread that was made years ago in the fireplace, maybe covered in ashes?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it. I don't know that it's called anything.
Well, have you ever heard of an ash cake or something like that?
Yes, I think I read it. Yeah. I don't think it came from around here.
Literary term.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about these things that they're round, you know, made with cornmeal and like
corn muffins? Oh, you're talking about hush puppies.
Yeah, eating with fish.
Right. Oh, they're wonderful.
You say you make corn muffins?